This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Rescuers are resuming their search for victims at a collapsed South Florida condo building after demolition crews set off a string of explosives that brought down the structure in a plume of dust. The crews were given the all clear not long after the 12-story high-rise came tumbling down around 10:30 p.m. on Sunday. Crews began clearing the new debris so rescuers could start making their way into parts of an underground garage of particular interest in the search for 121 people still accounted for. The first portion of the Champlain Towers South building collapsed on June 24th. So far, the bodies of 24 people have been recovered. Rescue workers are slogging through mud and debris, looking for dozens of unaccounted for after a giant landslide ripped through a Japanese seaside resort town, killing at least three people. A torrent of mud and debris crashed into rows of houses on a mountainside in Atami early Saturday, following several days of heavy rain. The disaster comes just weeks before the Tokyo Olympics are due to begin, while Japan is still in the midst of the pandemic. Hundreds of troops and firefighters and other rescue workers toiled Monday in thick mud on the city streets. A resident who narrowly escaped said she saw trees and rocks cascading down the hillside. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast, and forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon Monday. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding. This is VOA News.